there were indications Tim Penny may have been having second thoughts, but his announcement still caught both supporters and opponents off guard. The former 1st District Congressman filed official notice with the federal government weeks ago that he was planning a run, and in recent weeks he has been raising money and courting delegates. But he put off a formal announcement more than once, and he says he realized over the weekend that spending time with his family was more important than being in the Senate.
I really thought until just a few days ago that I had psyched up for this in every way, and I was ready to move. And yet I got that knot in my stomach that told me something wasn't quite right. So here we are.
Penny says his decision had nothing to do with recent criticism from DFL candidates Michael Cerisi and David Lillehaug that his voting record was nearly as conservative as Rod Graham's. He says he's also convinced that he could have won had he entered the race.
I think it was very much doable to construct a statewide campaign that would have carried the day in November. And that was a big piece of why, in some ways, it surprised me that when it came time to actually announce and get this campaign underway that I couldn't do it.
Penny had served as a top advisor to Jesse Ventura during the governor's transition, and Ventura tried to convince Penny to run as a third-party candidate. While some may still try to do that, the governor seems to be taking Penny's decision at face value.
As far as in the public sector go, it's a huge loss. Because, you know, Tim Penny would do an outstanding job, but certainly I respect his decision, and it's a decision that everyone has to make as far as their personal goes. You know, personal and family life always come first, in my opinion.
The other DFL candidates scrambled to say nice things about Penny, agreeing he would have been a formidable opponent, and asking his supporters to consider joining them. State Senator Steve Kelly says Penny's conservative views on abortion, the federal budget, and Medicare would have made it tough for him to win the DFL endorsement. Kelly says Penny would have had to run in the primary against Michael Cerisi and the endorsed candidate. Without Penny in the race, Kelly says the endorsement is even more important.
I think there's a real opportunity for Democrats to come together in June and build the resources to run a really effective campaign against Senator Graham's in the fall and not be divided through the summer until the September primary.
Candidate Steve Miles agrees with Kelly that the endorsement becomes more important now. Michael Cerisi says Penny's decision won't have much of an impact on his decision to run in the primary. But he says Penny supporters shouldn't think he was attacking Penny.
I didn't put out literature critical. I put out literature that stated what his votes were. I mean, if he takes that as critical, or if his supporters take that as critical, so be it. I think that's part of the healthy and invigorating debate that Tim and I would have had.
Cerisi says he now expects the primary campaign to be a two-person race with the endorsed DFL candidate, even though a spokesman for Rebecca Yanish says she hasn't decided yet whether she'll abide by the endorsement. The sixth candidate in the race, State Senator Jerry Janicich, says he will abide by the endorsement. Rod Graham supporters say Penny dropped out because he realized what a strong candidate Graham's is. Graham's campaign chairman, Rick Evans, says Graham supporters had a good day.
Obviously, before Tim dropped out, we weren't acknowledging it publicly, but certainly Tim was seen as our strongest competition. And when your strongest competition decides to get out of the race, I think you got to see that as good news.
Evans says Republicans are confident the DFL will endorse a candidate who is more liberal than most Minnesotans. He says that will play to Graham's advantage in November. I'm Mike Mulcahy, Minnesota Public Radio, at the Capitol.